How did you come to write a book about happiness? Like, where'd that come from?
Yeah, it's interesting because as I look back, hang on just a second, something just happened over here. Okay, there we go. I think, Lee, the big thing for me was that when I became a Christian, I was a young believer, and I was taught in this church. Church was brand new to me, came from a unbelieving home, never attended church, but I'm suddenly hearing a pastor quoting from Oswald Chambers, who I came to love, my utmost for his highest and all that, saying that God does not want us to be happy. God wants us to be holy. And I thought, well, I want to be holy. I mean, I was loving Jesus and learning to follow him. But if you would have asked any of my friends what changed about Randy when he got religious, you know,
yeah.
Or if somebody said when he came to Jesus, I know what the answer would have been. It would have been, he is so much happier.
Yeah.
I was not morose exactly, but very introspective and very melancholic and all of that. And I still have those dimensions to me. And that's fine. But what changed was I found a transcendent joy in Jesus. And it was transforming to me. But I didn't see any difference between joy and happiness, and I still don't. I literally, this is one of the big deals, that these words are synonyms and delights, gladness and joy and happiness. And Christians are the only one who make these distinctions, which I think are artificial.
Yeah.
But that's what got my attention, because every time I heard that, and I heard it for year after year after year, spinoffs of that same thought. Chambers actually said it is an insult to associate happiness with Jesus.
Wow.
I go, an insult? Wow. I would think, and this is what struck me, isn't it really inconsistent to say that we have a Father in heaven who loves us but does not want us to be happy?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. You and our dads, right? Have we ever not wanted our kids to be happy? Now, if you ask, do I want them to be happy in sin? Well, of course not.
No.
But the problem isn't the happiness there. The problem is the sin. You know, so, and you can't, and by the way, you can't ultimately be as happy in sin. You can have brief, transitory pleasure and therefore happiness in sin, but the greatest happiness is in holiness. So why are we putting holiness over here and happiness over here? So that's what was in me for years, and I finally kind of got tired of it. And that's not usually why I write books, that I got tired of hearing something.
Yeah.
But I still was hearing it, and I thought, I'm going to take a couple of years and I'm going to study this thing biblically, the Hebrew, the Greek, just trying to understand, and also historically, how did we get to this place where we think this way about joy versus happiness, happiness versus holiness? And I actually think that Satan, the evil one, has made it a priority to deceive us in these areas. So we think, oh, I can either be holy and follow Jesus, or be happy by following the world and doing the sinful things.
That's right.
That's a false dichotomy, and it's one that Satan has vested interest in.